Welcome to The Warm-Up, a Bailiwick Express podcast giving an insight into the sports action that is on the horizon. Hello, I'm Nick Mann, and in this episode of The Warm-Up, we're focusing on the London Marathon. It's been 15 years since Martin Boyd last took on London, and he's preparing to go back to the famous course. He will be raising money for Sense, a charity that helps thousands of people who are deaf-blind or who have complex disabilities to communicate, experience the world, and fulfil their potential. That is one major motivator. The other is a little bit of sibling rivalry and the draw that only a big event has, even if it is not your favourite sport. Running a marathon, it's not an easy task. How's the preparation been going?
It's been going all right. It hit a bit of a wall early mid-November when I damaged a leg muscle. I think one of the hardest things on running is, especially in advancing years, is keeping fit. It's going, I don't want to jinx it, but it's going well at the moment. I'm running fairly long distances in training, and I'm not injured. So hopefully I can stay uninjured until the day and get around the course.
What does training look like at the moment?
Tends to be a couple of shorter runs during the week and a long run at the weekend is putting it simply. Within that, you're sort of looking at trying to sort of do sort of faster intervals during the week and more of a steady pace at the weekend. And then trying to do a bit of conditioning work as well to make sure the body keeps together.
Have you always been a fan of running?
A fan is a strong word. I think when you have running fitness, it can be a lot of fun. But getting running fitness is a lot of hard work. And I'll be honest, it's probably one of my lesser preferred exercise activities, or whatever you want to call it. I think I prefer swimming and cycling and sailing to an extent as well, but I like events and occasions, and I think the London Marathon is a huge event and occasion. Like I mentioned, I did it once before. I was in London April just gone, and admittedly for a Peter Kay concert, but the Sunday morning was the London Marathon, and just the amount of people on the streets, the amount of people running. There's a phenomenal amount of money raised for charity as well, and then you see the superstars of running too, and I just think the occasion is something great to be involved in, and I'd much rather be running it than supporting my brother.
And I guess the beauty about an event like London Marathon, you're running exactly the same course as all the stars.
Yeah.
Huge crowds as well. I guess you can reflect back on that from your first experience.
Yeah, it's doing an endurance event is tough, right? And I know that there's, if you can take inspiration for people on Guernsey a lot, there's a lot of people that run a lot further distances than marathons, which really impresses me. You just have to look at some of the events we host that involve going around the whole island with the cliff paths involved, and it's kind of like, But then again, for a lot of people, running 2 or 3 kilometres is a long way as well. So you kind of respect it. And I think sort of going in a long-winded way, going back to your point, in the last sort of the second half or the last quarter of the event you're doing and you're trying to reach that goal, if you've got people cheering you on, it makes a heck of a difference. Even sort of like, I remember doing the Guernsey half marathon and sort of between St. Sampson's and town, and you've got kids handing out Haribo and stuff, and you're not normally supposed to take kids' sweets, but you're allowed to that day, which is great. But it really helps you get to the end as well. So, any sort of support when your brain is giving you 10 reasons to stop is brilliant.
And I guess one of the other motivating factors when you're in that difficult space, maybe like at the 20-mile point or whatever, is having raised that money for charity as well.
Yeah, that's the thing is, and you don't want to, you call on a lot of sort of friends, family, and other acquaintances or whatever, and everyone likes their money, and you're asking them to part with it. And I think if you if you say something and then you sort of like fall short on it, then that doesn't sit very well. So I'm quite lucky. I've got typically you raise quite a bit of money for these charities to do these events. Been given a good head start from a couple of local companies, being Richard Stapley Accountants, as well as R.W. Martel Construction and Developers, and they've been very generous, and they've helped me effectively get a solid start on my fundraising. So hopefully I don't have to spend too much time cap in hand with friends and family when, you know, we're all very aware that money's a bit tighter at the moment for everyone. So thanks to them. But also I've got lots of friends and family that are sponsoring me as well. It's massively appreciated. I'm not going to fool anyone. I get to run the London Marathon, which I'm going to enjoy. But hopefully people will see some of the pain I've put myself through and take solace in that, as well as the downpours I've been running in occasionally, and that might raise a smile or two as well. And the knowledge that actually is doing good. Do you know what I mean? You know, there's people that are gonna we take sight and hearing and smell or whatever for granted. I think. Just imagine what it'd be like without sight. Do you know what I mean? To blindfold yourself for a day, it would be, you just so much you take for granted. So it's a great cause.
In some ways, it's heightened with that marathon experience as well. Just remembering from when I've done London, the crowds and the smell, and the noise, all of those things is exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly, and that's the sort of driving force to sort of, you know, go and do the event. You know, you could run sort of. You can run anywhere, which I guess is one of the beauties of it as a sport. But to be involved in that event, and you know, for a non-Londoner, you've got all of those sort of like landmarks and stuff, and you're running over the, I can't remember which bridge you run over. Yeah, you run over Tower Bridge, is the one the Americans didn't buy, right? Even I get confused with those two bridges. Yeah, and then obviously you've got Parliament, you've got the Buckingham Palace, all these places, which I remember the first time I ran it, there's mainly places that you've either seen on TV or in books, and you don't realise you're going to be running past it on the day. And so that's a great way of distracting yourself on the day as well, to sort of, again, get away from the gremlins in the brain that are telling you to give up.
Do you remember what time you ran last time out?
Yeah, well, actually, I Googled it. I did. It was a shade over 4 hours, 28 minutes last time out. 15 years, and if I can match that or better that, then I'll be very happy. The stretch target is my brother's time from that day, which was 4 hours 2 minutes. I think that might be a bit of a stretch, but it would give me bragging rights for the rest of our lives, which is quite a big deal for siblings.
Important, definitely important.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you don't tend to like to talk about your triathlon background as well, but you do have a bit of experience in this field.
Yeah. Like I say, I don't like to talk about long distance triathlons. So I spent sort of about 2015, I guess my triathlon midlife crisis kicked in. I really enjoyed that. There's a saying, why be good at one sport when you can be average at three, which firmly applies to me. But I'd like to think I got okay average at three. And the Guernsey Triathlon Club has always been a great crowd. So I really enjoyed that that time, some wonderful events. Ironically, I think running was probably my least strong discipline in those three. But I figured But we've got, obviously, one of the flagship events for the Triathlon Club is Granite Man, which is coming up again this year, which after a bit of a break I've signed up for, and I'm kind of hoping that the marathon will give me a springboard to some running fitness, and then I can I can focus on a bit of cycling and swimming when the weather warms up between now and the beginning of September.
Where does the motivation come from?
I have no self-control when it comes to food and drink, and one of my main reasons is to do the sport so that I can eat and drink what I want to do without piling on some serious weight, but I do also enjoy it. I think so that's probably a side benefit. I think there's no secret that, and I might get my scientific terms wrong, exercise releases endorphins, and if you going for a run or a bike ride or a swim makes you just genuinely feel better afterwards. And so I enjoy that kind of endorphin high, but I also enjoy, you know, what you can do. I think sometimes you don't really realize what again, without wanting to sound sensual, you can't really imagine what your body can do until you start doing a bit of training, and before you know it, you're running 20 miles, or you're cycling 100 miles, or you're swimming to Herm, and which so many people do in Guernsey, which is quite inspiring. So I like that. You know, I've tried to find what I can do and achieve those things.
That's fantastic. Best of luck with it all.
Thank you very much.
That was the warm-up. Thanks again for listening. Please like and subscribe for more. You can find all our sports news on gsy.bailiwickexpress.com and on all our social channels. Sign up to our daily email to keep up to date on all the work the Express team does.